14,000 migrants per day, 5 million in a year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Those are projected illegal border crossings, double last year's record surge, if Title 42 ends, as a court ordered on Wednesday. It's a COVID-era policy that allowed the U.S. to block some migrants from entering the country. The Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping another ruling blocks, telling ABC's This Week.
When you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk. There's every reason to keep that in place.
Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
Right now, there is no known plan to replace Title 42. No way to know 2 days from now which migrants this president thinks should stay, which migrants this president thinks should go.
Should Elon Musk go as Twitter CEO? He asked Twitter users that in an online poll. 57% responded yes, voting against Musk staying in charge after another controversial decision Musk admitted was a mistake, a new policy banning Twitter users from linking to other social media sites. This after new internal Twitter files revealed more info of Twitter working with the FBI, which was attempting to censor some content or users. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox Business when the GOP is in the majority next year, they'll hold hearings.
We're going to change the course of where the FBI is today. If you look, the FBI is, every day we learn something more, that they became and could private companies become a political arm of them.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has a public meeting in 3 hours.
Members are expected to vote on sending criminal referrals to the Justice Department that could include accusing former President Trump of criminal wrongdoing. Still, any decision on a prosecution would be made by the Justice Department, not Congress. A special counsel has been appointed to oversee cases involving both election interference and the storage of classified documents.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, a bit of selling to start the week. The Dow is down by 6 points. The Nasdaq is losing 90. The S&P 500 is off by 13. The price of oil's up a dollar. It's back over 75 bucks a barrel as gas continues its big decline, dropping 28 cents the past 2 weeks. An analyst, Shelby Lundberg, survey of stations.
We certainly may see further drops. They may not be as dramatic as just seen. A bit longer term, though, we can probably expect higher oil prices, which would translate to the end of these price drops at the pump.
Our survey has regular gas at $3.27 a gallon. AAA's national average is less at $3.14, 16 cents below what we were paying a year ago. There are just 6 shopping days left till Christmas, but be careful what you buy.
Context Logic Incorporated, the parent company of e-commerce platform Wish, surveyed more than 6,000 people from the U.S., the U.K., Spain, and Germany to figure out the worst gifts you can give during the holidays. Taking the top spot, defective items that were bought at discounted prices, followed by fruitcake and weight loss items like scales and gym memberships. Other gifts that were deemed the worst include out-of-style clothing, Christmas-themed ties, knockoff luxury goods, and political items. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
At the movies, a long-awaited sequel tops the box office.
Avatar: The Way of Water didn't make as big of a splash as many expected.
The Way of Water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
But a $134 million debut ties it with The Batman as the 4th highest domestic debut of the year. After 5 weeks in the number one spot, Black Panther Wakanda Forever slides to 2nd place with just under 5.5 million in ticket sales.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.